Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your final success with 103.7 The Beat.
Man, I was looking at the calendar today, and it's like, really? 2 weeks? Christmas? It's like, golly, where did 2021 go, man? It's a blur.
The blur is a pandemic. It's COVID, it's Delta, it's Omicron, it's scandals, it's juicy
scams, scandals and scams, and it's crazy, man. Never seen anything like it. It just won't, and the virus just won't let go.
Yeah, resurrections and stimmies and unemployment systems that say that they gave money in, it's supposed to, because the system outdated. I'm like,
into the tune of billions that they either gave people unwillingly or unknowingly, and also overpaying them to the tune of billions.
Because I was wondering, I was like, because I was just, I'm not no hater. Because I ain't see, I was working still, so I ain't see nothing. But I'm sitting up there, I'm like, how did somebody get unemployment? I know he don't got no job. I know she ain't got no job. And I wasn't hating, but I do pay into the system of being a person that works.
Yes, you do.
So I like, when I found out people were just getting money, I'm like, that can't be right.
Yeah, with the loan system too, right?
Yeah, the PPP loan system too. Like,
it was a lot of fraud. It's
crazy. I understand some sole proprietors do use their residence for a business.
Oh yeah.
But the business might be virtual.
Home-based business.
Might be a website.
Yeah.
Might be a shipping type of business where they got to ship to UPS or drop shipping. They dropping off at this place. But I'm talking about places that was like cooking facilities or like auto mechanics or things. Yeah. Like, I know you got to have some foot traffic in. And like, how you got that in an apartment?
Right.
On the fifth floor.
And the loan was designed to maintain employees. That's basically what it was, right? And if you're a sole proprietor, it's kind of hard for you to justify getting that loan when it's only you.
I don't know how they did it. But I think they gave some of the people the money for the embarrassment of, because it's quiet as kept. FBI been swapping down on some people.
Okay. So I hadn't heard that they was, I heard they had talked about it. I know they was actually implementing.
Yeah, they are. Some people been disappearing or have to pay back, and it's serious, but that's part of 2020, you know, like the vaccine. I've been boosted.
That's it, man.
I'm about 2 weeks, so I mixed mine. Pfizer and Moderna.
And they say that's the best way to go.
Yeah.
I didn't try
to do that. They said they ran out of Moderna. And I looked at the lady. She looked at me. Said, I got Pfizer right here. And I don't drink. I looked at her. I said, go on, mix me some shots. So it was a Chinese lady, Chinese nurse. She started laughing. She's like, I wouldn't mind having a mixed shot right now.
She had a long day.
Yeah, I started cracking it up. I was like, just thinking there. But, so thinking of missed shot, we got sports coming up. Missed shots in the Heisman. You know, I'm a Spartan alumni, so K-9, I feel like he deserved to be at least in the conversation.
Yeah,
I think Heisman is a jinx to get. It's like it jinxed your career. So
not many has been as successful as you would think they would be.
That's right.
Put it that way.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, success is making it to the NFL, getting paid. That's success.
Yep. Pro Bowl status.
That's right. But being a perennial All-Star, a Super Bowl champion, because look at the Tom Brady's. He wasn't in no Heisman conversation.
No way, man.
He's in the greatest of all time conversation.
Third round pick.
Yeah. So it's like that. But when you think of it like a K-9, he would be. He would, because transfer that wasn't really getting the reps at Wake Forest.
Right.
Coming to a program that possibly won two games.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
He wasn't a feature back when he came over. Somebody else was running the ball.
Mm-mm.
Those kids transferred, and all of a sudden, this guy, I'm here.
Yep. Took a chance on him.
Took a chance on him, and he had one of the best seasons, the best season ever to this point at Michigan State in history. And what I think about is Lorenzo White that won the Rose Bowl. When I think about him, I'm like, that's Lorenzo White.
Okay, yeah.
That played in the NFL, that played with the Rose Bowl team.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I think he would definitely, go in the first round. They have it. Running backs historically have not been a first round pick, right?
Okay.
Because teams are looking for those positions that protect the quarterback or defend. So at one time, running backs were.
Yeah.
But the script flipped and they became second round, third round picks. And, you know, they still turned out to be, you know, good running backs.
Yeah, because it's a different running style now.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're not a running back that's willing to catch and
do something. Henry, you know, one of those guys, once in a lifetime type of a back.
Yep. The Christian McCoye. Like if Christian McCoye could come back, be a 6'4", 6'5", he'd be an excellent running back because he ran kind of tall and high. And you can't tackle like back in the 80s no more.
No.
So then he'll dominate. Christian McCoye would dominate the NFL if he was back. So thinking about that, you know, just – and then looking at sports, just – it's been a lot of stuff going on, and you know, basketball season coming.
Yeah, the high school basketball season starts Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Girls have already started. Girls have played three games, I think, already.
All right, who the boys got Tuesday?
Traverse City.
Okay.
Here at the Redmond Potter Gymnasium, 7:00. But that's the varsity. But they do have the freshman JV games prior to that. That'll be the home opener, and then they play at the Muskegon Area Sports Hall of Fame Classic at Reese Puffer on the 28th of December.
Who the opponent for that, for Muskegon?
Well, Muskegon will play Kentwood.
Okay.
That'll be the marquee game. Second game is Reese Puffer and West Ottawa. And North Muskegon will play Orchard View.
All right.
So those are the three teams and lined up for those. Those games will be streamed live on Meritix. So
yes, sir.
As well as the Tuesday game.
Yeah, I've really been enjoying that. I tune into the Meritix, but I also tune into the national platform once because I watch.
Yeah, the National Federation High School Association.
Yep, I watch those games because I got a subscription to that, so I might catch an Oak Hill Academy or I'll catch a Bona Vista game or Ben Harbor game, and I catch Grand Rapids teams. So it's like you got that, but just locally, it's all about supporting our local schools too. So
Muskegon
has its own streaming service. Well, those dollars go back into the program. Hey, support that too. I do. I watch. I don't have to get in the car and drive. I'm like,
hey. Oh, man, is that a convenience?
Yeah,
or
sometimes
what?
I tell my wife, like, it's, she's like, you don't have to go to the game. You got that subscription. I'm like, that does sound a lot better.
Yeah, and you know, people still conscious of COVID, right? Some people are still afraid of crowds and being around a lot of people. So,
that's me.
You know, this is an opportunity for them to still participate in watching the contest.
Yeah, because if I go to the game, I'm sitting at the top bleacher, away from everybody, with my mask on. Out the way.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, it is still prevalent. Most of the people, unfortunately, that are hospitalized are those that are unvaccinated. But there are cases where people that are vaccinated have contracted it, but it's a very mild strain of it. So, again, the recommendation is to get vaccinated because people are still dying every day from the COVID virus.
Yeah, because I think my hospital, you know, we got one now.
Yep.
It's packed out.
It is. It is. It is packed out. I think the last number I had was like 60 beds they had for ICU, and out of the 60, and these are all COVID cases, 50 are on ventilators. And right now the average is all about 4 or 5 a day deaths that we're having in Muskegon County. That's huge, man. I mean, we're not a big metropolitan area.
No, we're not. To have our ICU room packed out, that's strange. That ain't strange. That's you know,
it's
how serious this disease is.
It is, man, and it's still around.
And it's
it
still,
hasn't gone anywhere.
And it's really – and when somebody say, all right, vaccine, vaccinated, and you get it, it's like, okay, you vaccinated from something, so that means you're going to get sick, but you're not going to get deathly sick. That's
right,
why I've
been
there
here. You go. That's it.
That's the difference.
That's the caveat.
Sick. If you vaccinated – the odds of you getting deathly sick are small.
Very small, unless you have those underlying conditions. But still, in a lot of school districts, right? Let's talk about school districts have changed their policy as far as being masked. Some require staff to be vaccinated.
That's how ours is. I'm not required, but we would highly recommend it. And we have vaccine actual station, so it's like it's recommended for that we do it.
Yeah, well, I think you know a lot of it is still in the courts, right?
Yep,
waiting to hear that, but
you can't really say what you want to say, but you got to let them know it's serious. And you're gonna, I mean, think about it. As an educator, you're around a lot of people throughout the day.
Come on, man, a lot of people. And, you know, and now kids with it, right? And again, they will carry the virus and pass it on to older people that are more susceptible to the underlying conditions and could result in death. And yes, it has, sir, in a lot of cases I've heard.
Well, especially when it first came out, them teachers was dying. I was,
oh my God, yes, man.
Like in New York, it was real serious with that. When it came to the school, everybody shut the schools down.
Yeah, yep. Healthcare workers are, you know, are leaving the profession. They are burned out after 2 years of fighting this COVID. They are just burned out, you know, and they're looking for a new profession. They just can't mentally and physically take it anymore.
Yes, it is. I seen an article, I can't remember what state it was, where they said if a teacher teaches till 2023 in Charlotte, I think it's Charlotte, probably Charlotte, North Carolina, Charlotte somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to misquote it because I don't have it in front of me. I was going to print it up. That they pay them, if they hang around, it'd be a perks and bonuses of almost like $100,000+.
Wow. That's a lot of cash, man.
So they're saying they're in dire need of teachers.
Oh, man. I was in Phoenix last week watching the news, and they are paying sub teachers $200 a day.
I know we just increased ours to 140 in Mesquite. That's good.
That's good money, man.
For the standard of living, it was $85. They raised it almost double.
Yeah.
So if you're a retired teacher and you want to make some money,
time
work at Muskegon Public Schools for $140.
Okay.
But you got to be somebody that's really love our kids, because you got to be ready to really want to educate them. You just can't come and say, I'm going to collect a book, because our kids will confront you and let you know that we're not for those games.
Yeah. And then, you know, unfortunately, you compound all these other conditions, and then when you look at what took place in Oxford, Michigan,
yes, sir,
it's kind of another, it puts on another layer of anxiety among educators.
Yeah,
right.
Yes,
because now not only are you concerned with this virus thing, but you're concerned about copycats, and we've all seen this in the news about the number of idle threats that were made. But you can't look at them as idle threats. You have to be proactive. Because what happened in Oxford right now, the first lawsuit has come through for one of the individuals that was shot, not killed, was shot, $100 million.
In the neck.
She was shot in the neck. Her sister was with her.
Yeah, and they saw all the shootings of people getting shot in front of them. So all that trauma that's there, too.
They're emotionally scarred for the rest of their lives.
I'll never walk back into a school building.
That's, you know, the $100 million is a real number. And that number could possibly be awarded to this family. For that.
Because the negligence done on the behalf of the school when the kid, even though it was his first offense, it was
the red flags were there.
The things weren't put in place to get him some real help.
Yeah. Yeah. The red flags were there, and they didn't handle it properly. And unfortunately, this is what happened. And, you know, again, while I was in Phoenix last week, they had a school shooting. Okay. So a lot of these school shootings take place and they don't talk about them. Okay. They don't talk about them. Unless it becomes, you know, there's a bar that they say when it's a mass shooting, it has to be three or more or four or more, something like that.
Isolated incidents, they don't even say nothing.
Yeah, one person gets shot, it's in the school building, it's no big deal, evidently. But again.
that's crazy. But
yeah.
I understand for the HIPAA stuff, for like the privatization of somebody's personal life.
Yeah,
but still, one person getting shot—that's
one too many.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you this
going to school.
I'm gonna give you this example. So, like, when you think about urban settings and you talk about the more privileged areas, all right? So, I was listening to NPR this morning. Matter of fact, it's a pre-recorded show. This Friday, we're hanging out on Friday, recording afternoon, and I was listening, and it was Plymouth Canyon schools, right?
Yeah.
Right, yep, they got this Plymouth big old campus. I used to live in Taylor, so I used to take the back highway.
They
got
huge.
Munch. We talking about 6,000 students.
That's
right?
A bunch.
That's a bunch of kids. And in this space, they said a kid seen somebody and said it looked like they had a gun, but they didn't have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they call the police because they got it for the procedure. The police come with this task force and search the whole compound. Because you're talking about four different school districts forming one area where all the schools go.
Right.
So Plymouth Canyon is another school district. Portsmouth or someone that's in that area. All brand new, you know, brand new building, great facilities. They search everybody in the compound.
You're erring on the side of caution, man.
Off somebody saying, hey, look like he got it. Look like.
You know, if you don't do it, right?
Yes.
And they do have one.
But then that's the scenario of suburb status, privilege, being able to have the resources to do that.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
And that's what I'm going to say this, audience. The pandemic, I'm over 40 years old, so I haven't seen a lot in my life. But not like I've been seeing now. The mm-hmm. pandemic has showed me the divide of the unequalness.
The have and the have-nots.
And when trauma happens or pandemics happen or crisis happen, you really find out who get help and who don't.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. And very true.
It's almost make you feel bad being an American, if I could say it.
Yeah, but we still got double standards, man. In yep. this country, there are still double standards.
Make you feel bad being American because you're like, hold on. This could be this, like this on one end. Even when it comes to like getting this help, when it came to stimulus or any kind of money, certain people was getting right access to it.
Oh, yeah.
Others, it was like, saw all these loopholes they had to jump to and they ain't getting nothing. Yeah, some people became millionaires in the pandemic off PPP loans legally.
Yeah.
When they ain't got to pay nothing back. And some people didn't get nothing.
Yep. And it happened.
And businesses had to shut their doors. Mom and pops and generations right. owned them. And they was just trusting the community. And it seemed like the pandemic was like, no, we just going to make it halves and have-nots. No middle class.
No middle class.
So I'm not just talking about a race, everybody. I'm not talking about black people or white people. I'm talking about socioeconomic status. The pandemic has proved to me that things are equal in small spaces and truly unequal. When you talk about the divide of like really trying to be fair to people.
Yeah, the statistics show, you know, the billionaires, the Bezos of the world got super, super rich during the pandemic, while others, you know, probably lost a lot of things. Because again, man, a lot of people didn't return back to the workforce, right?
That they did.
So, help wanted signs everywhere.
Man. What you got over right. there? I know I got another article.
I got one item I got to speak to because I've gotten a lot of calls.
Okay.
About the state to refund $400 per vehicle to Michigan drivers.
I would ask you a question about that, too. Go ahead. Go ahead. All right, I'm going to ask you a question, too. And see
okay, so this is from the governor's desk. Insured Michigan drivers are expected to receive a refund of $400 per vehicle. Due to the surplus of funds held by the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, the state plans to send the checks in the second quarter of 2022. According to a written statement from Governor Whitmer's office, the so-called MCAA is to return a projected $5 billion of surplus to the residents, which the agency voted unanimously to do that. MCAA analysts determined that the approximate $3 billion of the surplus could be returned to policyholders while ensuring continuity of the care of auto accident survivors. Eligible consumers do not need to take action in order to receive the refund.
Now, let me ask you, go ahead.
One of this caveat is the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association is the association that provides funding to people that are involved in an accident and become paraplegic.
That's right. The people that's paralyzed, amputee, or they can't even move. They got a ventilator to help them breathe.
Yeah, right.
Or they brain dead or if whatever.
Yep, they have to retrofit their home, okay, vehicles that they need to get transported back and forth to the driver, you know, get the ramp, the wheelchair, the home has to be done the same way. Now, there's a couple of more things that go into this. This new law prohibits insurers basing rates on zip codes, okay? We've heard about that.
That's what I was just talking about when it came to the pandemic, or like the have and the have nots. So when you talk about the Detroits, the urban areas, that's being still charged probably four or five times the amount compared to
it's still happening, man. I see it. It says non-driving factors like sex, marital status, and credit score cannot be considered by insurance when choosing rates for a customer. It's still being used, okay? Now, the other thing is that there's an amnesty period that will expire on December 31st, actually. that says, you know, before if you didn't have the 6 months of continuous insurance,
right,
you would get hit with a higher premium.
That's a higher rate, yep.
Right. So people have until December 31st to get signed up, or they're going to go back to that high, you know, charging you more money if you don't have prior insurance.
Which I like that, because it's like you got to prove that you can drive and you can.
Right.
I had to do it when I first got to start driving at 18. When I got off my parents' insurance, my dad said, look, you got to get your own now, brother.
Yeah. So
like, I'm going to get this LPD, whatever this is, it's free stuff where at no fault lease.
Yeah, the no fault just protects you from a medical standpoint, right? It does not protect the vehicle.
Yep.
But the state of Michigan says that anybody that drives a vehicle has to have the no fault liability coverage. So in the event you hit somebody and they are injured, there's money to cover those injuries as well as the lost wages and all of those things that go into it. So they're saying that with the reform, it can structure your policy to have a lower premium to make it affordable.
Okay. Yes. So they got to work that process out.
They still got to work on it, because I'll be honest, I have not seen dramatic drops in insurance, and I do them every day.
I'm thankful for my insurance being what it is. I'm thankful. I'll pay my tithes for that.
Okay.
Keep me there, Lord. Keep me there on my insurance being low.
You had a question you said, Coach, on the
Yeah, here it goes. So you said it's $400 check, right?
Yep, per vehicle.
Now, what about my man? It's two people. The guy that got all these cars, the old schools, the new schools, he got them in the garage, he got them storage insurance, all that. So he got 8 cars.
Yep.
He going to get a check of $400.
Each car.
Okay. So he getting, he going to
see if these cars are registered
with
the state of Michigan, because every policy has MCAA fees, even if it's an old school, if he has an insurance policy on it through one of the insurance companies that basically cater to the older vehicles being insured, the classic type,
yes,
you still pay that MCAA fee. So they are, you know, they are able to get that $400 per vehicle. So if he has 10 vehicles, he will get a check for $4,000.
Now I'm going to come with the other guy. The guy that's got the shade tree mechanic yard with the 10 cars in his yard, and he got a plate for all of them. And he
got a plate.
They ain't all running now. That's one of them.
Okay.
One of them he taking uses for. If they in the yard and they got them all registered.
If he got them registered in the state of Michigan, he's being charged in MCAAP. Now if they're sitting there and they're not tagged, and they're not no longer registered, because we got to do it every year, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We have to register them every year. If they're not registered, then you don't get the $400. That's it. You have to have it registered, a registration card that shows the dates, which is a year. And then you will get that money.
So
second quarter. So that's January, February, March, sometime after April, the checks will start coming out.
Then, and another thing is, it's like this hypothetical thing that's coming around and saying that it's going to be another stimulus check for everybody. But I'm like, people getting the ones for the child care, they're getting that. But I haven't heard no real evidence on no stimulus checks.
Stimulus checks are done. That's not coming back. You can forget it. If you're waiting on a stimulus check, it ain't going to happen.
So you can't look at one of your pillow like the Tooth Fairy. It ain't coming, everybody. So I'm just telling you.
No.
That. So you got to tell your kids, my taxes, you get your Christmas present.
Too many help wanted signs.
That's right.
That's up. It's saying, you know.
And they're giving money for people to come to work, all these bonuses.
Oh, yeah, they're giving bonuses for coming to work. And right, wrong, and indifferent. But we talked about this. This is an employee's market, right? Not employer, employees. Employees can take advantage of this. And one of them is getting the sign-on bonus. Or if you work for 60 days straight, they'll give you a bonus. The wages are higher. So it's definitely still an employee's market.
Yes, sir. So that's, man, speaking of employers marketing, we talking about money. I got a couple smart moves that I'm going to start this series before we go into the new year. It's like smart moves to make before the end of the year. And it says there's still time to save money and shape up your personal finances before the clock starts 12 on New Year's Eve. All right. And the first thing is, and I know you like this one, it says, number one is tune up your portfolio.
Okay. So it say,
add rebalancing to your annual to-do list. Now, when somebody rebalances their portfolio, what does that mean?
Well, it can mean a number of things. Some people could be, you know, heavily invested in, you know, certain areas,
yes, sir,
of the economy that are no longer, you know, like your brick and mortars, of course, right? Definitely took a hit during the pandemic.
So they might want to go to green energy or something like that.
They might want to look at green energy. The travel stocks, right? Your cruise, yes, lines took a hit. Disney stock, just because Disney has so many other subsidiaries, they're able to kind of weather the storm. But yeah, there's a group of stocks that have been hit hard. But like you said before, looking into green energy is the way to go at this point.
That renewable stuff with them cars and everything might be a good move too, that electric stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Again, I've seen some, I didn't realize until I started doing some research, the amount of new players that are in the electric car market. One is called Lucent.
Yeah, L-U-C-I-D. I heard about them. It's offering an IPO in a minute, right? Or they are?
Yeah, there was an IPO to spin off of Volvo. Okay, Volvo is a Swedish-made vehicle.
Yeah. Nice cars.
And has probably the highest crash rating in the world.
Yes.
Okay, they definitely the safety. Road. Safety first. And the stock for Lucent at this point is like $38.22. That's a good buy. Okay.
And it's Lucid, right?
L-U-C-I-D.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. So, again, when you compare it to Tesla, right?
Yes, sir.
We know what Tesla shares are selling for, you know, over $1,000. So, again, that's a good buy. Rivian, which is the other one that just came out as an IPO, it's at 115. So, given the comparison, I think Lucent, right now, as far as looking at the green energy, is one of those companies that you may want to buy. The stock, I think, is undervalued at this time, but because of who they are connected to, that stock is going to gain value over the years. So
yeah, I'm gonna read this to you because you like it said, take advantage of volatility, right? So it says, say you put $1,000 per month into a stock that starts at $25 a share. So this Lucid one, $38 a share.
38.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. But then it dips to $12.50.
Okay.
Cut it in $38. Half. It just dips to half or $15 or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next month, then it go up to like $50.
Okay.
Right? So it went down from 38.
Down to half.
To 15. Then it's 59.
Then it's up to 50.
Right? And they say after 4 months, you'd own 203 shares, right?
Mm-hmm.
At an average cost of $19.70, average. Had you invested the whole $4,000 at once, you would have paid $25 a share for 160 shares. So you would have had more money if you just took all the money in the beginning.
Yeah.
So that's what you talk about when you talk about investment. Like, you need to take $5,000, Chauncey, and put it here.
Right.
Instead of saying a monthly thing, look, just go on and buy it now. And you got it.
And you can do what we call dollar cost averaging. So you bought that stock when it was at 25, right? And then when it dropped to 15, you bought even more stock because you're doing it on a monthly basis. Every month, I'm going to buy stock.
Yep.
Okay? Then it shoots up to 50. So that $15 stock that you made, that you purchased, is now worth 50.
So you're buying less.
Well, no. Actually, on the bottom, at 15, you bought more shares than somebody that just came in at 50 bucks a share. You got twice as many.
Yes.
Now, one of the other things to remember about stock is that a company has a range in which they want to see their stock sold at. And if the stock exceeds the range, and we're going to say, for an example, 50 bucks is at the top of their range. They don't want to have their stock too expensive. So they do what they call a stock split.
I've heard of those, yes.
So you originally had 100 shares, right? And it got to 50. So they said, okay, we're going to do a stock split, and we're going to give you, for every share of stock you have, we're going to give you another one, but we're going to drop the price down to 25.
Mm.
Okay, which makes it more attractive for new investors to keep it affordable. So you come in and you buy it at 25, right?
Yes, sir.
But you started out with 100, but because of the stock split, now you got 200 shares for the same money with the appreciation and value up to 50.
So if you just hanging, if you buy in the beginning, you'll be part of that split.
That split.
Oh, that's why it's better to just put your money up front. You be saying that, like, no, I don't even do that. Just put all the money up front. So it's, I see it's going to split down the road. I'm like, what are you
doing? Yeah, yeah. So it's split. That. And then you got the dividends, too.
And that's so payday. Them all paydays if you put it in the beginning.
And that's one company that I think has mastered.
That's why you say let it ride. Put it in, let it ride.
Let it ride.
Let it ride the
court. Ford Motor Company. Ford Motor Company shares are not expensive at all.
They keep them like that on purpose.
But they pay great dividends. There's people that own hundreds and thousands of shares of Ford Motor Company. They don't get the great appreciation and value of that stock. But at the end of the year,
they get that check.
When they paid all their bills and there's $1 billion left over, everybody that owns a share of Ford Motor Company will receive $1 for every share that you own.
So that's how
the dividends.
So that's how the guys get them new Cadillacs and the D.
So if you own a 1,000 shares, right, at the end of the year, they're going to send you a check for $1,000. If you have 100,000 shares, they're going to send you a check for $100,000.
I like reinvesting my dividend.
And people do. But older people don't. Right?
Yeah, they about to have fun.
Older people looking at it as
run that back, run that check.
I'm living off of this.
Run that check.
I'm gonna maintain the number of stock shares that
keep
I own.
Keep my investment going. I'm gonna keep on investing.
Yeah, and long as Ford keep paying these dividends, I'm good.
That $100,000 come. That's I was expecting that.
When you're young, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, reinvest that dividend.
You reinvest your dividends.
But when you're at that age, that ripe age, you're like, look, I got $100,000. I'm about to go do this thing. I'm about to have some fun.
Yeah, when you look at stock, Ford stock is like $25. You're like, well, why would I want to buy that for $25? It's not gonna, well, it's gonna remain right in that range. It might go up to $30, might drop down to $20, but at the end of the year, Ford is gonna send out dividend checks like clockwork.
Ooh, that's how they make America. That's how the rich get richer, and then
that's how the Ford family has maintained their status as far as being, you know, monarchs in this country.
That's why they still got Lions fans, because they treat their stock, they do you right in the stock. That's why they like, everybody, why don't people still root for the Lions? Because people been eating. They been eating good.
Check it out, man.
Oh, Ford been taking care of families.
They have. For years. And the deal with the Lions
is, nothing to do with the football team. Got to do with the stock.
You know, what they get on game day?
Yes, sir.
That's just gravy. If there's not one person in the stands at Ford Field on game day, it really don't matter. They've already gotten their money from the TV rights, from the CBS, the ESPNs, the ABCs of the world have given up hundreds of billions of dollars to the NFL owners.
Okay.
Okay? And what they make on Sunday in that stadium, that's just gravy.
Man, so look, this is it. That's, we only got a chance to talk about two of them today, but this is how we're going to end our year. So we're going to go into some more pieces next week when we see you next Saturday. But we're back, and we just want to make sure we reach into our community. Like I said, reach out on me on Facebook. You need some insurance. You need your credit worked on. You got credit card debt, student loan debt, whatever. I'm always here to help. Tony is always here to help, and that's the great thing about it.
And remember about the PL. What is it?
Public forgiveness.
So if there's folks out there that's in those kind of areas of work and they need advice, you got to call Chauncey. Make sure you get it right, because we don't know how long this is going to last. Because this administration is making a great effort to help those. So they could change in a matter of a couple of years.
Apply for that waiver. See if you qualify for it. Because I've been hearing people, some of my friends or some of my former clients have even said, Chauncey, my student loans, I don't owe nobody nothing no more. It say zero.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm waiting for my call. I'm waiting for mine. Mine can be consolidated. I got 36 months left, but I wouldn't mind getting an email to say, pling. Or logging into my account and say, hey, you don't owe nobody. Woo.
Man, yeah. So if you fit that, don't hesitate. Be proactive. Yep. Get started on it.
Yep. So I'm Chauncey Williams.
I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.